conscious and premeditated receptacles of black magic, and is not only that doctors encourage magic with their inopportune and hybrid therapies, it is how they use it. If there had been no doctors, there would never have been patients, no skeletons of the diseased, dead to butcher and flay. For it is through doctors, not through patients, that society began.
The sane asylums are conscious and premeditated receptacles of black magic. Those who live off the dead. And it is likewise necessary that death live, and there is nothing like an insane asylum for gently incubating death and for keeping the dead in incubators. It began 4,000 years before Jesus Christ, this therapy of slow death. Then modern medicine, an accomplice in this of the most sinister and crapulous magic, subjects its dead to electric shock or to insulin therapy so as daily to thoroughly empty its stud farms of men of their egos. Empty its stud farms of men. Empty them of their egos. And to expose them thus empty, thus fanatically, available and empty to the obscene anatomical and atomic solicitations, to the obscene anatomical and atomic solicitations of the state called Bardo, delivery of the full kit.
Bardo, delivery of the full kit for living to the demands of the non-ego. Bardo is the death throes in which the ego falls in a puddle, and there is an electric shock of puddle state through which everyone traumatized passes, and which causes him no longer at this moment to know, but to dreadfully and desperately misjudge that he was, what he was, that he was, what he was, and when. When he was himself, when he was himself, his own elf, his fife, his wife, his life, his tripe.
Damn it, damned, and that. I went through it, and I won't forget it. The magic of electric shock drains a death rattle. It plunges the shocked into that rattle with which we leave life. Electric shocks of Bardo.
medicine attempts to do is to encourage a reflux of the nothingness which has never been to anyone's benefit, but off which certain predestined human profiteers have been eating their fill for a long time. Actually, since a certain point in time. Which one? The point when it was necessary to choose between renouncing being a man and becoming an obvious madman. But what guarantee do the obvious madmen of the world have of being nursed by the authentically living? What guarantee do the obvious madmen of the world have of being nursed by the authentically living? The authentically living!